answered those questions or how they addressed those questions. And it's just more food for thought. It's not a recommendation on my part what our standards should be or anything, but just to get us talking. You know, there are different types of flight schools. You know, there's the light sport type of a flight school. There's the flight school like Garrett operated, which, what, part 61?
Is light sport a type of flight school?
Yes.
It's your part 61 and part 141, isn't it?
Well, in our old minimum standards, we had required was it at least two airplanes. Both had to be four-seaters, or one had to be a four-seater, instrument capable. You know, and that left out somebody that just wanted to do light sport. What light sport is, you know, two seats in the airplane, VFR.
I wouldn't characterize a light sport flight school. A flight school could have a light sport aircraft, a four-seat aircraft, and a twin-engine airplane, but I've never heard the term light sport flight school. I think that could be...
Well, a flight school, that's all they do is light sport aircraft. And I'm just saying that there's different...
I would characterize it as the way the FAA looks at it. There's a Part 61 type of flight school, which is for sort of very loosely restricted or loosely regulated. Then there's the Part 141 school, which is very tightly regulated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so, let me throw this out just to get it out of the way. Do you want to require only Part 141?
No, absolutely
okay.
not.
Okay. So I'll get that out there.
Okay. Back to the top question there. What type of flight training will the service provider offer? What's the reason for specifying a minimum type of flight training? I mean, again, the market's going to dictate what flight training a school will offer. Whether it's light sport.
We have no flight school here now.
Right.
So the next person that comes in, I'd like to start a flight school, which we had, you know, it's a couple of years ago we had this happening. Guy with a Cessna 150 operating a flight school. You know, was that acceptable? Yeah, according to our minimum standards at the time, it wasn't. And we kind of chased him off.
But that's not addressing this question. That's just it's the type of training offered.
Right.
Whether it's single engine instrument, private pilot,
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of discussion you need to have is, you know, if somebody wants to have a flight school, you know, are you going to require them to, you know, do ATP and commercial?
The minimum, we're talking about the minimum standard.
This is the minimum.
Right.
What, what do you want the minimum to be?
Yes. The minimum standard is an operator who has a two-seat aircraft and has insurance and has some basic agreement with the county, you know, a business type of agreement with the county.
Right, that's already covered in the rest
right.
of this one.
Anything beyond that, and we're getting back to the more restrictive type of language that we're kind of saying we don't want to have. We have to say, you know, this a Piper aircraft four-seat, you know, I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but we don't need it. I don't think we need to get that defined for a flight school. Flight schools are a break-even business. In the best years, they break even. So make it too restrictive, and you'll never have any flight school here.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm just sitting there thinking of Daytona. Daytona has, from Emory Riddle, all the way down to the single airplane instructor.
This isn't Daytona, so you got to look at what, you know, we've got no flight school.
So it's like Garrett's saying, just that. Two or three sentences covers it, right?
To the point of insurance, though, I think the county should, this has always been my feeling, the county should have insurance beyond just the basic hull insurance of an aircraft. A lot of guys think, well, I have my plane insured, I'm good.
Right. But what they and insurance is going to come later.
Well, it will, so. But it's a key part of this discussion, because most guys will buy a plane, I'm going to start a flight school, and they put something on the side of their car. And they print a business card up. The county is unprotected. If one of their students goes out and is pre-flighting the plane, falls, breaks his neck wide open, splits his head wide open, the aircraft insurance does not cover that scenario, and it's going to come back on the county. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's never been a level playing field to have an aircraft, the way it was previously written, an aircraft flight school that had to have insurance, business insurance. Versus just airplane insurance. They're two very different types. So mm-hmm. I think the insurance part of this is pretty relevant, and it might